This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
So now it's obvious to every rational person that America has lost its mind, especially the American media, which is really the left-wing mainstream media, absolutely lost their minds. The left-wing protesters have lost their minds. The radical alt-right Nazi people have lost their minds. It's like the extreme wings on both sides of the political spectrum have totally lost their minds, and much of the left, the mainstream left, has gone along with it. The mainstream media, social media, the tech companies, they have completely lost their minds. They are now pushing blatantly false, bigoted, racist, supposed truths, such as the idea that all white people are racist, or that all straight people are evil, or that any who support Trump are automatically KKK, for example. Just completely insane, absurd, factless, just blathering idiocy from the deranged left at this point. But the reason I wanted to share this with you is because I want to talk about where this is going in terms of the conflicts in the streets, which are being allowed to happen. They're being almost staged, you know, engineered. The police are being told to stand down. The groups are being bussed in. The media will report nothing of the violence of the left. They won't report them beating people with pipes or smashing cars with baseball bats or throwing soda cans with concrete in them. That never makes the evening news, but all the violence, according to the news, only happens on the right. So the news is 100% slanted, totally dishonest. CNN is complete fake news at this point. And now the same mainstream media is pushing for the tearing down Mount Rushmore. I think the editor of Vice magazine said that they should blow up Mount Rushmore now. The Washington Post had an op-ed piece that called for people to take to the streets and throw more rocks. You know, this is the Washington Post now, which is a terrorist organization supporting paper because they support Antifa and they support left-wing terrorism. We've got Yahoo News that endorsed Antifa, and CNN has endorsed Antifa as well. So the media is desperately trying to push more violence and more conflict and more left-wing narratives that give them, they think, the moral high ground. They want more bloodshed on the streets. And they want more hatred, more violence, more bigotry from both sides, really, because they can then spin the narrative to show that Democrats are victims, even though often they're the ones swinging the pipes, you know? So where is this going? Well, my prediction is not far off where somebody's going to open fire. And with that, I mean with firearms and bullets, right? So I don't know who it's going to be, and I've warned people about this. I've said, whoever shoots first loses. In other words, whichever group opens fire first loses the narrative. So if left-wing people get shot in a mass shooting, that's going to be all over the news. Oh my God, that the fascists have started killing us all. You know, it's going to have nationwide riots all over the place. If right-wingers get shot first, then the media will downplay that and say, well, they deserved it. You see, they had that coming. Now, if both sides get shot, the media will ignore right-wingers getting shot and will just report on how the left-wing protesters are being shot and murdered and executed and call for more riots and more shooting back and so on. You see, so in every scenario, you see how reason loses. In every scenario, you see how peace loses. the media whips it up into more bloodshed, more violence, more hatred. Now, if nobody gets shot, don't worry. They will hire somebody to shoot the leftists. Yes, they will have a false flag attack. Why? Because it benefits them so much. I mean, the Southern Poverty Law Center just raised millions of dollars off the Charlottesville car ramming incident, killing. Millions of dollars just for that one group. And the left has been using that as a reason to censor conservative voices off of YouTube and Facebook and Google and everywhere else, Instagram, you name it. They've used it to go after President Trump to destroy his political capital somehow, that like everybody's imagining that Trump was driving the Dodge Charger into the car, into the crowd in Charlottesville. Trump wasn't driving the car. How is that his fault, you know? But there's so much to be gained from left-wingers being shot to death that the left will stage it. The left will shoot their own people. Have no doubt about it. They will wage a false flag attack on their own people, if that's what it takes. Either way, I mean, one way or another, this all breaks down into open warfare in the streets, because the shooting is really very, 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 very close anyway. I mean, in Charlottesville, there were many, many armed patriots and people who are conservative walking around open carry, and they held their fire, you know? They're responsible gun owners. They didn't whip things into a frenzy. They didn't shoot anybody. But if the shooting starts, those guys will defend themselves. So if a shooting starts, if a left-winger, let's say, opens fire, or an agitator that's hired to shoot left-wing people opens fire, this thing could explode in seconds. And then nationwide, it would explode within hours. We're talking about total open warfare on the streets of America, with gunfights potentially in a dozen cities breaking out maybe that night or the next day or in the subsequent days. We're talking about the opening salvo of an actual civil war in America. And the police are being told to stand down by these mayors and leaders of these cities who are mostly Democrats. And they want the violence, you see. They want it. So they order the police to stand down. They order them. And remember, city police departments are run by a police chief who's not elected, but is appointed, usually by the mayor of the city, or sometimes the city council, depending on the city. So the violence is desired by the left. And that's why they're leading us down this path of more violence and more bloodshed, because they profit from it. That's what they want. They want shootings. And then the media will only show you the one side, left-wing people being shot, but not right-wing people being shot. And besides, left-wing people will probably get shot in bigger numbers, because right-wing gun owners are better shots, just technically speaking. So I would imagine there would be fewer casualties on the right-wing side, just based on, you know, firearms familiarity and training. Nevertheless, that's a tangent to all of this. The point is that this is going to get so ugly. I mean, we're talking about the outbreak of actual civil war, open shooting in the streets of major cities, police totally abandoning the scene, National Guard being called in, the left going absolutely ape shit crazy, taking down monuments and burning down white neighborhoods and assaulting and raping white women because they're white, and demanding executions of President Trump. There was a state senator from Missouri who already said, tweeted out that she hopes President Trump is assassinated. She's an African-American Democrat. Gee, why are we not surprised that that kind of a hate-filled statement would come from her? You know, this is very rapidly coalescing into open warfare on the streets, something that I've warned about for quite some time now, well over maybe 2 years, easily. I've been warning about this, telling you this is coming. That's why I have the domain name where you can stay up to date on, you know, the latest disturbing news, civilwar.news. I've also got preparedness.news, gear.news, violence.news, and race war. news if you want to check out any of those. Some of them overlap a little bit in terms of content, but it's coming, folks. It's coming. Just as I've been warning, the signs are all there. The escalation is happening now. The left half of the country has gone totally insane, like mentally ill, you know, take them away in straitjackets type of insanity. They are utterly filled with rage, hatred. They have no more logic. They have no reason. They're not interested in facts or evidence. They are totally driven by hatred toward their political enemies, which now includes any person who is white, any person who is straight, any person who is a male, any person who voted for Trump, any person who is a Christian. So if you fit any of those, if you are a male, if you have white skin, if you are a Christian, if you supported Trump, you are now considered a fascist, and the left has declared essentially that it has the moral high ground to murder you because you are the oppressor, and they are the saviors of, I guess, freedom and tolerance. I mean, if you can even, how pathetic and hilarious is that? But they now feel like they have the right, the moral justification to murder you because you are white or male or Christian or voted for Trump or you're heterosexual. In other words, you're not gay, you're not lesbian, you're not African-American, you're not Muslim, you're not a Hillary Clinton supporter, so therefore you must be evil and they have the right to kill you. That's what they believe. That's what it has come to. And I'm telling you, folks, I'm telling you, On that day that the Patriots are forced into the corner where they have to defend themselves and defend their country using the Second Amendment, you know, I pray that somehow God could save us from that day happening, because the bloodshed would be immense, and this country would be thrust into absolute chaos, and the number of people killed in that conflict would be just unreal, unimaginable. But the left is demanding this. The left is pushing this country towards civil war. The media is pushing this country towards civil war. They want that outcome. They don't, because they don't know what they're asking for. They don't know what they're going to cause. They have no idea what's going to happen to them if the Patriots go live fire. And so I just pray that we can somehow avoid all of this, but we're dealing with forces now that are trying to push us in that direction. And that's the mainstream media, the radical left, Antifa. They want to overthrow the country. They want to murder white people. They're filled with hatred, racism, and bigotry, intolerance, everything. They are truly evil. They are the fascists. They are following in the footsteps of Adolf Hitler. And yet somehow they imagine they are on the side of justice. I can't believe it has come to this. But we'll stay online as long as we can. Stay safe, everybody. If you don't have the tools to defend yourself at this point, you better get on it. Time is running short. You're probably already too late. We'll see. Read newstarget.com and naturalnews.com to stay informed. Just hope we can save this country, and I hope we can avoid bloodshed. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.